It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast? Well, as you will know, one of the biggest news stories this week is a story that we broke on our Facebook page, and that is the news that Riad Bouchakir has been found guilty of the attempted murder of three children on Parnell Square back in 2023. Now, as soon as we posted that, the comments came flooding in, with 70% of people saying that he should be deported and not waste taxpayers' money being housed in a prison here. Others believe that he should serve his sentence here, and we want to debate exactly that on the podcast. Something actually, before we even go on, that I want to mention, because it's something that came up a number of times over the last 2.5 years. Since Bouchakir was originally arrested. He was arrested that very day.
He was. And you told me why his photograph wasn't seen anywhere.
Correct. And
it
why
didn't
we,
exist.
Why,
yeah.
I know, it did exist. The one on the line on the pavement.
Oh, that's
the only one. We had seen, well,
yeah,
we had seen that before. But anyway, yeah. Over the last 2.5 years, people have said things like, you won't ever talk about your man who
Where's that story gone? Where's that story?
It's just disappeared. It's been swept under the carpet. Blah, blah, blah. What we said on this podcast on several occasions is you have to wait for justice to be work its way through the system. The guy was in custody. He wasn't walking around the streets. And justice was finally served with him being found guilty on all charges that he faced. And he will be sentenced later this year. He's still in custody. He's not being released.
No, he's not out on bail or anything.
No,
so people thinking
he's in custody.
Someone messages to say Bouchakir should be in jail immediately. The man is in jail.
And he has been.
Yeah, he's never since that day. So what happened? From what we believe, what happened after the Parnell Street incident was he was taken off in an ambulance and brought to hospital, mm-hmm. where he stayed for a couple of weeks because he had injuries on him.
As soon as that was done, he was charged.
He was charged. He appeared in court. I think he didn't appear physically in court, did he?
He was denied bail anyway, and he was kept in custody. So he's been in custody pretty much since the day itself.
So
anyway, the point I'm trying to make is...
Because it's important. The last time Bouchakir walked the streets of Dublin as a free man
was that day
in Parnell Street.
But over the last couple of years, why won't you talk about that? Why are you ignoring that? That man tried to kill kids, blah, 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 blah. This is just proving the point that we were making all along. You have to wait for justice to take its course. Now we can say what we want about the guy because he has been found guilty on all charges. He will be sentenced later this year. He could be sentenced to life in prison. He could very well be sentenced to life in prison.
And just to make it clear as well for people, because a lot of people don't understand the law, the jury have been dismissed now. They unanimously gave a verdict of mm-hmm. guilty. So they've been sent away. I'd like to think they never have to serve after that case. I would imagine that case was horrific to serve as a jury member. But anyway, they deliberated and they all came to the agreement that he was guilty. So they're out of the picture now. It is just in the hands of the judge to pass down the sentence. Now, a lot of people were asking, why did it take so long? I'll tell you why it took so long. And my knowledge of law would be relatively limited. I studied it for 2 years in college, but I spoke to someone who's a lot more educated, a family member in criminal law. So to prepare for the DPP, who's the Director of Public Prosecutions, to prepare a case for something as serious as three alleged attempted murders, because that's what it was at the time, alleged attempted murder, you need... so much. You need psychological evaluation reports.
They literally have to put the whole case together.
You cannot put a case like that together over a weekend. That is a... If it's a case of, you know, a woman robbing a handbag at a Brown Thomas, that can be done in a day. But for a case like this, the DPP would have to have been certain that they were going to get the right case, because the last thing anybody would have wanted was for this scumbag to get off.
Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is, now that justice has been served, now that he's been found guilty...
Not yet.
Well, okay, but he's been found guilty. He's not being released from custody. He will be sentenced later this year by the judge. They will take victim impact statements into account.
The judge has said he would, yeah.
And then we'll see what happens. But the judge could sentence him to life in prison. That's quite a possibility. May not happen, but he could. He has the option to...
It could be three life sentences to run concurrently.
It could be.
Which means you'll never see the light.
Anyhow, so now that he's been found guilty by the courts, we can say what we want about the prick.
Okay. Can you address... And we always want it, by the way. We just didn't want... By the way, if you talk about a case when it's still before the courts, you can collapse the trial. Can you imagine if we had done a podcast on him and the trial had collapsed because of us?
How popular would we be?
Can you explain something to people? Because they're still messaging in. They've been messaging us for the last 24 hours. Death penalty, death penalty, death penalty. Would you explain why we're not even entertaining that? And it's not because we don't think Bouchard was a scumbag. He's an absolute monster. An absolute monster. Anybody would even do this. But for us to sit here for an hour talking about the death penalty. The death penalty ain't never coming back to Ireland. The last person to be executed in Ireland from the death penalty, I think, was the 1940s.
Something like that, as far as I can remember.
Yep. The death penalty was never in place in Ireland for attempted murder. So even if the death penalty was back, okay? First of all, we'd have to have a referendum tomorrow, and the majority of the country would have to vote in favour of a death penalty. That would never happen. The majority of the country would not vote in favour for the death penalty. I'd bet my life on it.
And secondly, he most likely wouldn't be sentenced to death anyway because he didn't kill anybody.
Yeah. So the death penalty in Ireland, up until the time that it was abolished, the main two things that people were put to death for was A, treason, that's what they were put to death for, and B,
murder.
Mm. So he hasn't been done for either of those because nobody died on that day. He was done, he's found guilty, three counts of attempted murder. So people saying, like someone earlier on, he should be thrown into the Liffey with rocks around his feet. Now what judge
is going to order that?
He's going to order that. So can we actually have a...
Well, let's narrow the conversation down to the conversation that we want to have.
Yes.
This man is an Algerian national, but he's also an Irish citizen, which means he's been here over 20-odd years, and he, at some stage during that period, was granted Irish citizenship. Okay, don't know how that happened, but it did. So he's an Irish citizen. But a lot of people believe he should be revoked of his Irish citizenship, and he should be put on a plane, sent to Algeria, and let to rot over there. So
I have a big problem with that.
Why?
Because a lot
bearing in mind, he may well get a life sentence. Okay? That's a distinct possibility. So he could spend a very, very, very long time behind bars in Ireland. That's costing us a lot of money. A lot of money to house an inmate like that.
The crime, here's how I feel about it, guys. And I think that, you know, the people whose opinion should be valued more than ours, and your opinions, because none of you have been affected by this, are the victims on that day. There are people who are traumatised for life because of what happened. I'd love to find out from them how they feel about it. I know the mother of the child has spoken out about it, and she didn't call for the death penalty for Bouchard. Here is the thing. I think he should serve a sentence here, 1,000,000%. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This is where he committed the
crime.
This
could be a really long sentence. This could be 20, 25, 30 years.
I don't want to have to pay for him being put up in prison.
But that's what's going to happen.
But at least when he is here, at least the victims on that day will know that he's behind those walls. I assume would it be Mountjoy that he would end up in?
No, most likely Portlaoise.
Would it be Portlaoise? Yeah. Okay, but he's going to be behind those big walls of either Portlaoise or Mountjoy prison, yeah? He's serving his time here, and the Irish judicial system controls what happens. If you send him back to Algeria tomorrow, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that. So he's put on a plane back to Algeria tomorrow and with a couple of cops, and when they arrived there they said, this fella Riyad Bouchard, here's what he did, found guilty, blah 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 blah, he's your problem now. Yeah, who's to say that they will lock him up for life? It's a completely different jurisdiction. We would have no control.
Or he could be treated even more seriously than he will here.
There's a possibility of that.
As somebody said, send him back to Algeria and let them stone him to death.
Well, that's, again, that's probably not going to happen. But at least when he's here, we can keep track of him. And here's Darren now, because Darren has a name with the judge. He knows already he won't serve 25 years. Geez, Darren, that's great. Without even hearing a victim impact statement, it's great that you know that already, Judge Darren. The bottom line is, yeah, keep him here. This is where we can keep an eye on him. And this is where, once, by the way, once he's gone, if he was to be shipped off to Algeria to serve the rest of his sentence, mm-hmm. yeah, we would hear nothing more about him.
Our number is 085-825-2626. We would love to hear from you on this. We would like to get your opinion. When we pop this on Facebook, when the jury returned to the court and found him guilty on all charges, we put it up on Facebook, and many of you said, deport him, get rid of him, send him back to where he came from. Now, it is important to point out that, yes, he's from Algeria, but he does have Irish citizenship that was granted to him at some stage in the last 20-odd years. Does that make it more complicated? Should his citizenship be revoked?
No, from what I believe, I'm not entirely certain, someone correct me on this, you can revoke citizenship.
Yeah, no, it has happened to that young fella, that young one from London who went off to ISIS. She lost her British citizenship as a result.
So it is possible. But let's forget about death penalties and ropes and liffies and all that stuff. That ain't going to happen. Let's talk about what should be done. Which prison would you prefer Bouchacre to be locked up in? A prison across the other side of the world where we've no idea.
There's only the bottom half of the Mediterranean.
Okay, like. Yeah, but where we've no idea what's going on. Or a prison on our own backyard where at least we can keep an eye on him and we will know exactly where he is.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let's kick off with Kevin, who's been on to us with his opinion straight away.
Have to keep it down when I'm saying this, but first of all, I just wanted to say the cheek of the defence team saying that he had no intention of, you know, doing that to the children. It's about as brazen as me saying that I jumped in a lake and had no intention of getting wet. I don't really know what my opinion is, whether you should go to prison here or there or whatever, but my opinion overall is, if I had to make a decision, is that, look, you know, you get caught doing something you shouldn't offer in Thailand, you're rotting the prisons over there. So, look, I say, does it here, throw him into Gen Pop and just stop giving him preferential treatment. He's had enough of it already. Fuck him.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at Carpet Luxury Bedding and furniture.com.
Wayne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Wayne?
Yeah, how's it going? How are you, Adrian? How are you, Jeremy?
Thanks very much indeed, Wayne. The tragedy of
the Irish courts or whatever in this country is unbelievable, Adrian, to turn around and even entertain that man. And what happened after?
What do you mean? What do you mean, even entertain that man?
You know what I mean? Well, he shouldn't be even getting, he's getting a trial. He shouldn't even be getting a trial. He should be just sent back over and in his country, hopefully there's the death penalty over there, and that's all he deserves. And I don't know why Adrian is giving him a chance there to turn around saying, no, I don't think that happened. It should happen to him because outcry in this country did, and the Irish government didn't give a damn about it. Do you know what I mean? You know, and then he blamed the Irish people then when the riots happened. Do you know what I mean?
So, what, you don't believe he should have ever faced a trial here at all?
No. I think he should got the death penalty, sent home and got the death penalty, and let it be known in all of Ireland that he's dead. You know what I mean? Simple as that.
But you can't be tried. He wouldn't be able to. If that had happened.
Adrian, listen to me for a minute, if you just bear with me, all right? If that had been one of your children in that school, all right? Now, just bear with me for a minute.
Yeah, of course.
You would think absolutely, completely differently. You know what I mean? Well, think about that.
We all have children. No, we all believe he should rot in hell. But what I'm saying is, the argument you're putting up doesn't hold any water, because you can't, he couldn't be tried for a crime in Algeria that he committed on Irish soil. How could that happen?
Yeah, no, I'm saying let him have the trial over here and then let him be extradited back out of his own country for the death penalty.
Okay, you know? But just on that, so Algeria does still have the death penalty, but it hasn't...
Exactly,
wait for a sec.
Will you wait for a sec?
They still have the death penalty on their statute books, but they haven't used it since 1993. So nobody has been executed in Algeria since 1993.
Well, they should bring it back for that man, because he caused complete outcry in that day in Ireland. And then the Irish government had the audacity to turn around and blame the Irish people of what happened. And they were only... Of course they're going to be angry about it, Adrian. Of course they're going to be angry about it. Why wouldn't they be angry over a man doing that to innocent children?
But again, I don't understand why you would have preferred him not to face justice here.
No, I said get justice here for him by all means, and then extradite him and get the death penalty over where he lives.
But like I said, they don't use the death penalty. They haven't used it in 30 odd years.
Well, because he caused outcry in Ireland.
But Wayne, be reasonable here. You can't ring Algeria. How are you, Algeria? We're going to send this fellow over. We want you to kill him, even though you haven't used the death penalty there. I mean, listen to how stupid that sounds.
Yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned, he just deserves the death penalty anyway for what he's done, because he'd be there.
And again, you know? A lot of people agree with you. But what you said is he should never have been dealt with by the Irish justice system. That's ridiculous.
Well, he said he can be done by the Irish justice system to be extradited back home and get stoned to death or whatever it may be. Do you know what I mean? Because that's all he deserves. This is what I'm trying to say to you, Adrian.
I know, and we're all very passionate about this, and we all agree, we all have different things about what he deserves, and for one second, by the way, don't think that we don't believe that as well. We all have children, Wayne.
Can I ask you one question as well, Adrian, by the way, or Jeremy?
Yeah.
Why did the Irish government turn around and, why did the Irish government turn around and blame the Irish people for the riots that day?
Because it was the Irish people that carried out the riots, that's why.
Yeah, but for what reason, Adrian?
I half a note here. They were robbing, they were looting runners out of JD Sport.
I'll tell you what the rioting was about. Okay. It was about the fact that this guy was a foreigner. That's all, nothing more, nothing less. Can I tell you? Had that same attack happened at the hand of an Irish bloke, you would not have had riots on the streets of Dublin that night. People would have been angry, but there wouldn't have been riots. The only reason there were riots is because he was a foreigner. That's all.
Yeah, and here we all know who to blame on bringing in the immigrants into this country, which is Irish government or whatever, or the European Union coming into play.
Wayne, one of the victims was an immigrant.
Yes, I know, we understand that, but I'm just saying, look at the shit that's going down in Ireland at this present time or whatever, with all them coming into the country. It's getting worse and worse every single day, and there's nothing being done about it but the Irish government. And Micheál Martin is to blame for all this. And he needs to leave. He needs to leave as soon as possible and organise a brand new referendum and turn around and get him out of there, because he hasn't got a clue what he's doing with the country.
So you need a referendum to get rid of the Taoiseach, do you?
Yeah, well, to get someone else in the play that know what they're going to do or whatever it may be, because at the end of the day, he hasn't got a clue what he's doing anymore.
I don't think Micheál Martin was Taoiseach when Bouchacker came to the country,
Look at all the protests going on in town or whatever. He's not listening to nobody anymore.
I know. Okay,
going back to Wayne,
as Adrian says, we all want the most severe penalty for Bouchacker, whatever that is. We all have different... Yeah. I believe he should never see the light of day. I hope he's locked up for life.
I'm glad you agree with me there.
Jesus, who wouldn't agree with that? There's not one person in this country
who thinks he should be allowed to skip out of prison tomorrow.
Everybody agrees. But the one thing is, as Adrian says, Micheál Martin isn't going to be able to ring up Algeria, the president of Algeria, and say, by the way,
send this fella over, will you
stone him to death?
Yeah, but he won't do that anyway, because I'm not being bad by saying it, Adrian, and Jeremy. He doesn't give a bollocks about this country anymore.
It just couldn't happen. In the same way, if you committed a crime here, if you're American, for argument's sake, and you commit a crime here, and you're living here, you don't get tried in court over in America. You get tried for the crime. In the same way, if you went to Thailand next week, Wayne, and you assaulted somebody, you're not going to be tried in the Central Criminal Court up at the Phoenix Park. You're going to be tried in the country where the crime is committed.
Yes, I know, but I'm saying for that money, he deserves everything he gets here. With me, that's what I'm trying
but
to
we
explain.
All, but we all agree.
We all agree. We all agree with that, Wayne. But we don't.
I think the Irish government have an awful lot to pay in as well. But yeah, turn around and not doing more in this country or whatever for the Irish people and whatever, you know what I mean? And especially the homeless as well. They're not even looking after the homeless. They're not looking after their own people anymore. And yet, all because the European Union came into play there last week or whatever it may be, of the new package, as you really know. Micheál Martin doesn't care about the Irish people anymore because it's all about money. That's the way it is.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Kieran. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kieran?
How are you, Adrian? How are things?
Good, thanks, Kieran. A lot of our listeners have been arguing that Riyad Bouchakir, having been found guilty, should be immediately deported from the country, sent back to Algeria and let them deal with him.
I'm genuinely divided, Adrian, because, there is the argument, leaving here behind the walls in Mountjoy or wherever, because we know what's going on. So that argument is a good one, but get rid of him because he's going to be a burden on taxpayer is another argument. But and I'm genuinely divided, but I'm in favour of an approach about revoking citizenship
Okay, so you think he should have his Irish citizenship revoked for doing what he did?
So. But then again, you have issues again with that then, because you're going to have the rights people saying, well, why didn't the man from Dublin who committed the murder have his citizenship revoked? You know, then you have a whole new argument. So I'm genuinely divided on what to do. But I would say at the end of the day, the best thing to do is deport and just never allow him into the country again.
Okay, so you would like to see him when he is sentenced, which will be September, October. It's quite likely, not necessary, but it's quite likely that he could get a life sentence. And then what? You want him brought to Dublin Airport then and popped on a plane to Algeria?
I think overall I would be in favour of that. But can I ask one, if anybody knows, I don't know, I read somewhere that this man has no previous criminal convictions.
That's my understanding of it as well, yes.
Yeah, so there's another, I think it's highly unlikely, but there's something that could muddy the waters in terms of sentencing. I don't think it's likely. I think he's going to receive a fairly hefty sentence, and rightly so. But, again, you'll have the people, well, hang on, this man did nothing before. He's been in Ireland for 20 years. He's a citizen.
Okay, the argument here is, and Dave just messaged in this point, and it is that unless you're natural born in Ireland, they should take your citizenship away. Because this guy, if you're Irish and you're born here, and you have, obviously you're Irish, you have Irish citizenship, you can't really revoke somebody's citizenship and leave them with nothing. But this guy, if he's if his citizenship was revoked, he still would have his Algerian citizenship, which is where he originally came from. So you would like to see that revoked, and when he is sentenced, hopefully, to a life sentence, shipped off to Algeria.
Yeah, I think that is the best, because there's no drain on our resources, you know what I mean? I know we're spending, that's a different argument, that we're spending millions on prisoners, whether they're Irish or wherever they're from, but I mean, at the end of the day, I think what is best is what the victims, the families want. But you're going down the route then of, they've had, victim impact statements.
They will be delivered at the time of the sentencing, and the judge will take them into account at the time of sentencing. I think it's very unlikely that the judge would order his deportation. I don't even know if the judge actually has that power to do that. I don't think he does, but I could be wrong. But his Irish citizenship could be revoked, and you think it should be?
think it should be, yeah.
But,
yeah,
then that, to think about that logically, lads, then he's off our system. He's gone.
What do you mean he's off our system?
If you're talking about taking away his citizenship, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So he's no longer an Irish citizen. He's kicked out of the country. So say for instance, he does 15 years, yeah? And then as soon as he walks out of Mountjoy, he's escorted on a plane back to Algeria. Knowing the way our border system works, he could be back in Ireland in a couple of weeks with no passport. It's like seeking asylum. This individual is obviously a danger.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's the understatement of the year, yeah? Is obviously a danger. Is that ever going to change?
Our number is 0858252626.
Is it not our duty to make sure this individual never sees the light of day in Ireland?
I agree. That's not necessarily what the judge is going to sentence him to. He does have leeway in sentencing. I would imagine there will be a fair degree of pressure on the judge to think about a life sentence. He does have it within his gift to hand down a life sentence, but whether he does or not,
but imagine expecting the Algerian government to pay for his incarceration for the argument's sake 15 years. They're not going to, unfortunately.
Adrian, just let,
he's their problem.
Sorry,
he's their problem, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. But let me make a prediction, guys. When this sentence comes down, I think we'll be back on the air, and we won't be talking about him. We'll be talking about the sentence.
I think you could be right. I think you could be right. I hope that he does get a life sentence. As I said, the judge does have the power to hand down a life sentence for what he's been found guilty of. Whether he does or not remains to be seen. We'll wait later on in the year.
I would imagine the victim impact statements will be fairly powerful.
Oh, yeah, of course they will.
Yeah. And I hope they are.
I mean, one of those kids is still living with life-altering injuries and will literally live with those injuries for the rest of her life. Louise has been in touch with us.
Afternoon, lads. Great topic. My personal opinion is I think he should be sent back to do the sentence in Algeria. I'm pretty sure that he wouldn't get let go, as Jeremy implied earlier on. I'm sure he'd be dealt with very well. I was married to an Algerian, not that has anything to do with anything, but I've been to the country at least 20 times. The last time I went there was back in 2008, 2009. And I can tell you now, the Algerian government have this thing of keeping their image abroad. And if any citizen sort of steps out of line and they're deported, they're dealt with accordingly. So I'm told. Like I said, it's been a long time since I've been there. I just think the sentences in Ireland for any type of crime nowadays, but I mean, inflicting those injuries on that poor child and the rest of the children and the teachers and everything, it's just horrific. And I think we're just getting too soft. Like, it's mad what's going on in the world. Like, I was just reading today in the paper about the leader of the Rochdale grooming gang is getting out of prison. He's supposed to be serving 22 years. He's getting let out after 14 years and put back he actually got out last Thursday and he's in a bail hostel, like literally 2 kilometres from where he was raping these young girls. I mean, that's madness. People know that they're getting away with these type of crimes, and that's why they're bleeding committing them, because they can get away with it. I don't buy any in this bullshit. He's mental, he's this, that, and the other. No, he's an animal. He's a monster. And he should be dealt with that way. I'm all for the death penalty, especially when it comes to harming our vulnerable in society, i.e. children, old people, women, all the rest of it. Definitely for the death penalty.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you doing, Jeremy?
Good, thanks, John. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I suppose I'll start with this. People are giving out about the taxpayer, spending, so much money on this prison. Let's not forget now that he went to the Dole office that day and his Dole wasn't there. And that's when he went on a mad one. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wouldn't remember that, but I did.
Well, no, that was actually reported over the last couple of days.
He'd received a letter, had he not?
A note or a letter, saying that he wasn't being granted social welfare, yeah.
So, you know, like, it would have been that he was on social welfare anyway. But look, you know, even that aside, I said this to you before about when poor Ashley Murphy was taken off the earth by that scumbag, that other scumbag. I'd like to know, I'd want to know, if I was the father of Ashley Murphy, if I was the father of one of them kids in town on Parnell Street, I'd like to know, I'd want to know where he is 24-7, 7 days, every second of the day that he's in behind them walls, whether it be Port Leash or anywhere else. I'd want to know what time, where he is every day of the week. And I wouldn't want them deported out of this country. I don't care how much it takes or how much it costs to keep him here, because we cannot be guaranteed that he is shipped out to Algeria, what they would do and how much time they'll give him over there. You know, so all this, you know, as you said there already, Adrian and Jeremy, you commit the crime here in Ireland, you know, deport him where? So nobody knows. That's what you said, Jeremy. Where there's shitty laws, he could be here on the street, you know, the streets of Ireland within, what, a few years, you know? So, no, I think he's better off where he is. And I'm sure the parents would agree as well that they want to know where he is.
Let's hope. Like I said, it's not a guarantee that the judge will hand down a life sentence. He does have it in his gift to hand down a life sentence, but we'll have to wait and see what the judge actually does. But if he does hand down a life sentence, that could mean that Bouchaka would spend could spend the rest of his natural life in prison, because he's a frail individual by all accounts, and, you know, could die in prison or whatever. My question is, do you want the Irish taxpayer to have to fund the bill for housing somebody like him? It costs over $100,000 every year to house an inmate.
Yeah, well, sure, look, that's the way the system is, Adrian. You know, as I said to you already, I'd want to know where he is every day of the week. If it was my son or daughter, you know, I would not like him to think that he's gone to another country. And, you know, where is he now? Is he still in prison? Is he at large? You know,
You could argue, John, that he might be treated much more harshly in much harsher conditions in an Algerian prison.
No guarantees of that either, Adrian. You know, I heard a few people on there before me and they said, listen, you know, the Algerian government are this, the Algerian government are that, but we can't be guaranteed that. You know, the only thing that we can be guaranteed is that whatever sentences he gets will be served, you know, here in the Ireland of Ireland. You know, and for me, as a father and myself, I'd like to know where he is, as I say, every day of the week, every second of the week, and do his time all the way down to the last second, you know. It's going to cost money, it's going to cost whatever it is, but that's the way the judicial system works here in this area.
Okay,
so
you believe that it is money well spent to keep that guy in an Irish prison?
I can't say well spent. That's another, you know, hopefully he'll croak it in the next year or two, you know, and that he'll do himself in. But, you know, if it is the case that, you know, we have to house him and we have to keep him, I personally would like to know that he's here and he's doing his time. Yeah, 100%.
Should he have his Irish citizenship revoked?
Absolutely, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, when he's done his time, yeah, 100%. As Jeremy said there, we take him off the system there, so look, he's not an Irish citizen anymore. But, when the minute he's finished his time, whatever it may be, hopefully he'll get 3 life sentences. And, look, hopefully he won't even get a chance to, because he'd be dead anyway. And he'd be brought out in a body bag, with a bit of luck. Or I would be hoping that they do an Ian Huntley job on him. And, that would be done as well. Whatever comes quicker, you know.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Lee. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lee?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Lee. What did you want to say on this?
The issue I have with this is the lack of, what would you say, procedure, security within the country. That this is the worst. There's going to be more people probably coming in that isn't, what would you say, a positive contribution to society. So what are you going to do? Are we going to, like, put people in prison that we don't have space for? I feel, now, I'm also, what would you say, I feel partly, should this call be asked of the family of the victims of what they want to do with this guy? Because I would seriously think that this judge is going to be under an extreme amount of pressure to make sure life sentences haven't been dead. Because if it isn't, there's going to be uproar.
I agree. There will be pressure on the judge.
But that's why he asked for victim impact statements are commonplace
I feel we're softly, softly. No full life sentences are served. And I say this guy is delighted that he's in an Irish prison versus his own country prison. Let's be honest.
Okay, what will make you happy in October when the judge passes down a sentence?
He passes down a full life sentence and he's sent back to his country of origin, where I'm guaranteeing you it will be a harsher life jail sentence. jail experience than what you get here.
Now,
it'd be a fucking luxury to what you get here in comparison to the whole country.
I would agree with you, Lee. I should imagine the prison conditions in Algeria are not as nice as they are here. I should imagine.
Definitely not. And what are we going to do? Are we going to lock them all up with life sentences? Because bear in mind the EU migration pact was just passed there from July. So we're not at the worst of this. There's more of this shit to come, I'd say.
Okay, so you would like to see when the judge eventually passes down sentence, you would like to see this guy put on a plane, sent back to Algeria to serve his sentence there.
Escorted and sent to the front door of the prison and recorded that the victims of these poor children and that person that was attacked trying to defend those kids can see it live. You know what I mean? Like, I feel, like, but then, like, I understand, though, as well, on the other flip side of that, of people wanting him to serve the full life sentence here. But realistically, can we do that on every situation and have space for everyone on life sentences when we're already struggling with resources across the board of who we already have locked up?
John, let me go back to you for a second. So what Lee is basically saying is she'd like him to be found guilty. She'd
strip
like
him out of Irish. Strip him out of citizenship, absolutely.
I think most people agree.
Well.
Yeah, I think most people agree with that. But send him back, John, to Algeria, where the prison conditions are most likely much more harsh than Ireland's.
I get where you're coming from, Lee, but I had outlined already. How can we be guaranteed what's going to happen out in Algeria when he gets there? Is he going to be out in 5, out in 8, out in 10 years? You know,
I get what you're saying, you know, but I don't have confidence that he'll even serve a proper full life sentence here. The sentences are handed out here, he probably serve second. He'll get away with
I've got a feeling, Lee, to be honest, that this guy will be serving a long sentence, and I've got a feeling he won't be out early for the crimes that he committed, you know. And the fact of the matter is, at least, as I said, the parents know where this guy is 24/7, 7 days a week. And me as a parent,
I know, but
already,
I'm thinking of more incidents.
Oh, there will be.
And more violence. And more people. So can we do this with everyone? Because this is going to be the
first
step forward.
Oh, we will. We'll have to leave. We've no choice, Lee. It's called justice at the end of the day. And we will, you know, like what happened with Ashley Murphy. We've another scumbag there. He's locked up there. We're going to have to keep locking them up and keep locking them up. And yes, Lee.
I know, but like, I don't think we can lock them all up here. I think send them back to their country, because I'm telling you now, they would look at Mount Joy or wherever as a holiday.
And let me ask you.
And let them then nobody knows fuck all
about
it.
Okay, but let me ask you, Lee, does that apply to Joseph Pushka, who murdered Ashley Murphy? Murphy, should he be sent back to where he came from?
Sorry,
that's
you're asking me.
Exactly.
What's he currently serving? Sorry,
I don't know.
He knifed Ashley
Murphy to death.
Yeah,
so should he be sent back? No, I know, but I don't know what he's serving or what his sentence was or how much time he's doing.
He was done for murder, and murder requires a mandatory life sentence. A mandatory life sentence. The judge had no discretion in that. He had to hand down a life sentence. So that's not necessarily. But do you think he should be sent?
I don't know what nationality. Sorry, lad. I don't know what nationality as well.
It doesn't matter what nationality it is.
No, but it's different. It's very different if you're born of one nationality and you're here. It's different if you're originally from somewhere else.
Just for the record, Pushka was from Slovakia, which is in the European Union.
Can I ask you a question?
No.
If you asked Ashley Murphy's mother or father or partner there tomorrow,
do you think that they'd want
him back in Slovakia? No, they fucking wouldn't. I can guarantee you that without even asking them. They'd want him here.
That's what you're saying on the other hand is.
To deport him, get them,
no,
get
I'm
rid of them.
Saying,
you know.
I'm saying my opinion, and what I'm saying is get him the fuck out of here and put him in a pit in a jail that he'll never see light of day. I don't want to pay for all of these dirtbags.
Hang on, Lee, but hang on a second. Do you watch Algerian news ever? Have you got contacts within the Algerian judicial system?
No, sorry, I just listened to that lady that called in, and she had a partner. She was saying she was in Algeria.
Yeah.
So I'm only going by what information that people.
I'm sorry, that's not hearsay.
Yeah, but hold on,
listen, nobody's our jury here. We don't know what other countries are going to do with anybody.
Yeah, I don't trust another country to deal with it.
Do you trust our current immigration process?
No, this no.
People get in a little bit earlier and cross through the north because it's borderless.
Well, should we know that? But what you said here, you're wrong.
But like, what are you saying?
What do we keep doing? We keep building prisons. Of course we're going to have to build a new prison.
No, I'm saying send them back. I'm saying send them back to their country of origin.
And what?
Send them back to their country of origin and serve them. No, what do you mean, what then? Get them to serve their life sentence in their country of origin.
And your problem.
What do you have about the Irish citizen? We do not know. That's the problem, Lee.
This is the argument. We do not know.
But are you going to have that argument to say because you deport somebody, let's say?
Can I just very quickly, Lee? Yeah, go on.
Yeah. So let's say, are you not going to send anyone back or revoke Irish citizenship because you want to keep track of somebody? Is the country going to be able to track everybody? Because quite frankly, we're quite shit at that at the minute in terms of tracking people. I know where they're coming from.
When he serves a sentence, Lee, he'd be still alive then. He serves a sentence and that's it. He's on his way. But as I said, and I keep saying, Lee, if that was my son or daughter, if Aisling Murphy was my daughter, I'd want them where I'd want to see them, in prison. I can't trust any other judicial system in another country for them to serve that sentence, and they're going to make the full sentence. That's all I'm saying. That's the point.
I'm telling you now, Mountjoy is going to be a holiday camp to this lot.
Okay, and you feel that sending him to Algeria would be much tougher.
I think anywhere, like, there's a lot of countries I'm not going to name, and I'm not a solicitor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a barrister. I don't know the judicial system in other countries, but we know that some countries will be a lot harsher than our system. Okay. We know the handing down of sentences are harsher and firmer.
And you think Algeria could be one of those places? All right.
I don't know if any of you saw. Did you see the documentary with what's his name, Richard Madeley?
No.
Oh my God! So he did a documentary. I can't remember. Is it for ITV or something like that? In one of the toughest prisons in the world. I'll find out what country it's in. But oh my God! Like, it is.
What's the point? Was it in Algeria?
I'm not sure if it was in Algeria, but I'm saying our prisons are. We've discussed this on the podcast so many times. Now, I've never been to Mountjoy. You've never been to Mountjoy. But the feeling I get, and maybe I'm wrong, is that it is a walk in the park. Like, they do have access to Netflix. We looked that up. That is actually true. There is a common room where they have access to Netflix. Now, there's people who are outside prison and can't afford Netflix, and they have access to it. So certainly the human rights wouldn't be as good for prisoners in other countries. But again, it all comes back to out of sight, out of mind. If he got chipped off to Algeria tomorrow, how in God's name would we know what had happened?
Let me bring in Richie with his opinion.
Hi guys, I actually have to go back to work there, so I won't be able to take the call. But I reckon it's like Ireland is just, it's the system that's let people down. And agree or disagree, I honestly think that, you know, he should be tried here 100% because it's a crime he committed here and it's a crime he committed against our people in our country. If your citizenship isn't from birth, it should be revocable. That's the ins and outs of it, I think. In terms of the actual sentence then, and again, I'd make an example of it. And I would use it for future purpose to discourage anything like it. But I'd offer A, the death penalty for him, or B, a life sentence for every offence to be served concurrently, and his family to have their citizenship revoked and for them to be deported back to Algeria while he serves his time here in Ireland, hopefully with a life sentence for every offence served concurrently, because realistically, if he gets into Portlaoise from Mountjoy, it'll be known what he did, and I don't think it'll be too long before his life is taken.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Lisa Marie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lisa Marie. What did you want to say on this conversation about whether somebody like this guy should be deported back to Algeria or serve his time in Ireland?
Well, first, let me say that I understand the outrage. It's a horrific crime, absolutely. But I think people are conflating immigration policy with criminal justice and the case at hand. I do agree with you, Adrian, that I don't think there would have been the riot if he had been a natural-born Irish citizen.
It doesn't take away from it, but I firmly believe that. Had it been announced that he was from Dublin, there wouldn't have been the riots. There just wouldn't.
Yeah, but he immigrated 20 years ago, and they're trying to blame current policy. I think the right thing to do here is to go with how whatever your criminal justice policy is now, and then push the government for reform on this immigration, as I know some have been doing. But what scares me for your country is I hear the kinds of things coming out of people that have come out of Trumpers over here. And I don't know if you know how bad off we are over here right now because of this extreme right-wing rhetoric. And the things that have been happening here, I see it on the horizon for much of Europe because I hear it coming out of UK now. I hear it coming out of the good folks of Ireland. There's just got to be some middle ground here. Sure, immigration needs to be reformed. God knows ours did and still does. But trying to everybody to get mad now and take their pitchforks up to the castle and whatnot, you've got to have the policy in place. Do you even have a reciprocal agreement with Algeria? Nobody knows.
That's a very good question. I don't know the answer to that, to be quite honest with you. All I do know...
So you do know we don't have them. But you think there's an agreement?
There could well be.
Boy, has this ever happened before?
What, do we extradite somebody to serve their time in another country?
Algerian.
Yeah, I don't know about Algeria, but yes, it does and has happened. And vice versa, by the way. Irish nationals convicted abroad can be sent back to Ireland to serve their sentence. It does happen. But I don't know if we specifically have an arrangement with Algeria, to be quite honest with you, Lisa Marie. But as far as you're concerned, this highlights how immigration and immigrants are being blamed for everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm not there on the daily with you, but I in this particular case, I see it happening. And that's what I hear everybody saying, you know, and they're saying this is going to continue to happen with all the immigrants coming in and we can't house them all and blah, 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 blah. That's meh. Again, I think you're conflating immigration policy with criminal justice in the case at hand. And right now, you have to deal with the laws and the policies you have on the books.
Yeah, no, I agree.
The thing is, though, Lisa Marie, you're dealing with stupidity a lot of the time here. I mean, there's people being commented on social media in the last 24 hours and all immigrants should be removed from the country because of the actions of one individual. And I was having an argument.
I don't disagree with you. I'm saying the same thing. Yeah, well, no, I agree with you.
But sorry, one of the victims of the Parnell terror attack was an immigrant. Mm. Is an actual immigrant, and I'm trying to argue with them, saying, "Sorry, do you want one of those children kicked out of the country? One of the children that was a victim of like you can't make blanket statements that all immigrants should be kicked out of the country." I assume the doctors that have been caring for those children in the hospitals are immigrants as well. So we need to stop again confusing immigrants with asylum seekers, with illegals. They're all three different groups of people, and we need to start realizing that they're three different groups.
Lisa Marie, thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me squeeze in just one final couple of opinions. Darren, firstly.
Joe O'Reilly brutally murdered his wife. How long did he get? He's due for release now, I think, this year or next year. How long did he serve? 20 years, was it? When was that, 2006? Like, this man is not going to serve fuck all. But when he does serve, whatever he serves, he should be fucked out and put back on the plane wherever he came from.
All right, Darren. Joe O'Reilly isn't looking at walking out of prison anytime soon, to the very best of my knowledge.
He's tried.
He's tried several times, yeah. But it doesn't look like he's walking out anytime soon. And Catherine.
Hi, guys. I can't come on because I'm working. Anybody non-Irish should be deported back to their own country. Why should our judicial system pay for them and put them through the courts and pay for them in jail? Saying that, I'm not racist, obviously. But Irish people who commit crimes also, especially if it's their first crime, they should have an opportunity option of boot camp them into McKee barracks, take the sergeants out of retirement and make men or women out of them, give them a chance not to go into the prison system where they just learn the tricks of the trade. They come out after a year with, like, human beings and not the scum that created, committed the crime. Yeah, anyone non-Irish, we shouldn't have to pay for them. Anyone Irish, give them the option of being boot camped into McKee barracks, learn a skill and learn how to be a human being. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Catherine, and thank you all of you for your opinions. We await that sentencing of that despicable human being who attempted to kill those children, and that was proven in court without beyond a reasonable doubt. It was proven in court that that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to kill those innocent
terrific,
children.
Terrific, isn't it? The more you think about it.
And yeah, we'll wait and keep our fingers crossed that the judge gives a life sentence. Anyway, that's it from us for today. I hope you've enjoyed this latest edition of Opinions Matter. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified of the next episode. Talk to you then.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.